Good evening, I'm Paul D'Rienzo with the headlines. France became the world's first nation to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution on Monday.
Pour l'adoption, 780.
Legislators voted 780 in favor and 72 against the measure in the Gilded Palace of Versailles, just outside Paris, and as abortion right advocates cheered beneath the Eiffel Tower. Polls show a woman's right to choose supported by 80% of voters in France. Meanwhile, a United Nations report released Monday says there was reasonable grounds to believe sexual violence, including rape, occurred at several locations during the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas. Hamas has repeatedly rejected accusations of sexual violence. The UN team said it also received information from institutional and civil society sources and direct interviews about sexual violence against Palestinian men and women in detention settings, during house raids and at checkpoints after October 7th and within Israel. And in news from Gaza, mass displacement and acute shortages of food have led to what the United Nations is describing as a nutrition crisis, part of a wider humanitarian catastrophe hitting the Gaza Strip. Gaza's health ministry said on Sunday that 15 children had died of malnutrition or dehydration at Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza, the part of the enclave where the lack of food is most extreme. Meanwhile, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency reports its work in Gaza is being hamstrung by a United States decision to cut off funding after Israel accused a dozen members of the group as having helped Hamas. The director of UNRWA is Philip Lanzarini. He spoke Monday to the General Assembly.
UNRWA is facing a deliberate and concerted campaign to undermine its operations and ultimately end them. Operations that are mandated by this assembly. Part of this campaign involves inundating donors with misinformation designed to foster distrust.
Over the weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris made a strong call for immediate temporary ceasefire in Gaza in response to the unfolding humanitarian catastrophe. On Monday, the Vice President told reporters it's time to act.
We're in a window of time right now where we can actually get a hostage deal done. We all want this conflict to end as soon as possible, and how it does matters.
The executive director of Black Agenda Report is Margaret Kimberly. She says, don't believe it.
Those of us who have been calling for a ceasefire have to be careful because the word has been co-opted. We want an end to funding to Israel, an end to weapons, U.S. weapons to Israel. All these qualifications is all phony.
Kimberly adds, Harris is no friend to Gaza.
And the biggest reason I think she made the comments is because Super Tuesday, the primary on March 5th, there's primaries in many states, and the uncommitted campaign and the abandoned Biden campaign are gaining momentum.
And Pope Francis, leader of the Roman Catholic Church, added his voice Sunday to calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller.
He called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza so the hostages can be freed and civilians can get aid. He said, quote, enough, please stop. Does the State Department believe that the Pope's urgent plea can help secure a ceasefire in Gaza?
So we believe there ought to be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza that brings the hostages out, that alleviates the suffering of the Palestinian people, and that's what we're advocating for. There is a deal on the table that would deliver all of those things. Hamas just needs to accept it.
In national news, the United States Supreme Court voted 9-0 to quash an attempt by the state of Colorado to keep former President Donald Trump off the ballot in November. The court said the 14th Amendment, which bars people accused of insurrection from holding office in the United States, can only be used with supporting federal legislation and not by a state or states. Trump was ecstatic at Mar-a-Lago.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now, extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way.
Up next for Trump, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's case that he violated federal law by taking classified documents home. Trump had words for Smith, too.
Deranged Jack Smith. He's a deranged human being who wants to hurt people, and we're hurting him. I'll tell you, we're hurting him. He stinks.
Former judge and constitutional law professor Bill Blum says the Constitution is biased towards the powerful.
From the very beginning, we have had a rich person's constitution. And can you imagine any black person or any white working class person who would get the degree of due process that's been accorded to Donald Trump? It's just inconceivable.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.